This is The Bert Show.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello. I'm sorry. My phone didn't even ring till just now.
No worries. No worries. So we're dying to know what happened yesterday.
Well, I did speak with him. It wasn't hard for me to get in contact with him at all. I left a message, and he called me right back.
Okay.
He basically had the same exact attitude that he had in the conversation with you. He was very positive. I'm so impressed by his attitude. But we did discuss it, and, you know, like you said, he's a very private person, so we discussed it, and we decided that it'd be best, you know, to handle the rest of it off air. But
Of course.
But, yeah, he's exactly like he was when he talked to you. I was very impressed, and, you know, we're going to take things from here.
Did he must have at one point or another, or maybe he didn't. Maybe he was just trying to tread lightly. Did he say, for sure, I am the father, right?
Yes, we did discuss that.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys discuss if you are going to have a test on just to make 100% sure if that's the case?
Well, I only spoke with him briefly, so it was basically a recap of everything that had been going on the past week, but I am supposed to talk to him again today.
Okay.
And does he want to meet her?
Yes, he does.
He does?
Cool.
Wow.
Cool.
That's great. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I wanted to come on again just to say thank you to you guys. You guys, you know, really made a difference in my daughter's life. And especially with his positive attitude and everything, I think that's really what she needs. So I'm so grateful, and I will be a fan for life.
And you got what you needed, too, because, you know, I sent you that conversation that he and I had, and there you must have felt great after you heard that.
I did. Thank you so much.
You know, we were saying this morning that she would have been looking for him when she was either 16 or 26 mm-hmm. or 56.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the longer you wait in a case like this, probably the less chance you have of actually finding that person. Zero.
Even right. if you waited 5 years, it would have been zero.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm glad this one worked out okay.
Yeah,
sweet. I'm
me
not
too.
Exactly sure what to follow up with you.
It's going to be really superficial when we try to track down the girl who saw the hot guy waiting on her at Subway.
Right. You've raised the bar for
uh-huh.
us.
Are you going to be mad if she looks more like him?
You know, I think she kind of does.
So, really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's got a little bit of me in there, so, you know,
cool.
She's beautiful. That's all
I'm
that matters.
I was just
and
teasing.
You know, even if she probably wasn't, I'd still think she was. So.
How old is your daughter?
She'll be 3 months tomorrow.
Come on, she doesn't look like anything. She does.
Three months, they start
sure
to look like
they
somebody.
Do.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
do.
But it changes every 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Like you look at your baby, and you're sure the baby looks like you, and then seriously, 2 days later, it looks like something completely
like
different.
Right.
I mean, no offense. I'm sure Libby's beautiful.
Well, it's a little different than a newborn.
It's a baby.
Yeah, it's a baby now. It's got some character.
A little character, but they don't look like one parent or the other.
It doesn't have that like, filter
did?
Fish jelly all over it anymore. You can see what it's all about.
Oh, nasty
bird. Hey, Megan, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
I just wanted to say that it's so great what you guys did. Love the show. Love listening.
We're still getting a lot of resistance from dudes on this whole thing.
Wow.
Did you hear the call earlier this morning, Lisa?
I did, and one of the things he wanted to make sure that I knew was that he does not feel like his life was ruined, and he understands completely, you know, why
That's
I did
cool.
what I did.
That's awesome.
Good.
Here well, you go, guys.
Yeah. Good.
Here's Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. You're on Q100. Another Lisa.
Good morning, Bert. Good morning, Bert Show. I love
morning.
The show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say I spent the last part of last week every morning crying over this story, and it's nice to have a day to wake up and be happy at the ending. And this is one of your destiny moments, Bert.
Could be.
You
who
never
knows?
Know. They might hook up and be just a great little family.
Is right. there, have you entertained the thought of there being any sort of romantic relationship with the two of you?
You know, that's not really something I want to think about right now. I think we just want to get to know each other a little bit better.
Right.
Yeah, because I don't want to freak him out, because the whole point was just for Olivia to
yeah.
her dad, so I don't think we should push it too far to where mm-hmm. we're
and
putting
she's
them
been,
together.
And she's been very consistent,
yes,
Melissa.
She has. Yes,
Do
she
you
has.
Know if
we should be, too?
Do you know if he's in a relationship?
I don't believe he is.
Are you?
I didn't get that. We didn't get into that, but it didn't sound like that to me.
And are you in a relationship?
I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got her hands full.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, yeah, I'm just glad y'all did what y'all did. I mean, he's man enough to do his thing.
Man, and
so,
he's...
I mean,
but you're a guy.
So, yeah, I'm a guy. You know, I appreciate, you know, what y'all did. On these guys calling up, they're just not man enough to take responsibility.
We should have put him on the voice disguiser.
I know. How can you be, a guy calling up saying that?
Yeah, and he's maintained that since minute number one, saying that, look, if this is the case, then I'm going to man up and I'm going to be in her life.
Good for him.
That's cool.
All right, Lisa. Thank you very much for sharing with us. It's been kind of an emotional week, really, for everybody.
It sure has, but, you know, it turned out better than I could have even hoped. So, you know, I'm really grateful for this from you guys.
Fantastic.
Good.
All right, keep in touch with us, and I totally understand and respect your guys' privacy here, and good luck with everything.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, you too.
Bye now.
This is The Bert Show.